The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Dave is here today for, what is it, Megan? Blown Off?
Blown Off.
Oh, good. Dave, hi. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, man. You getting blown off by somebody, Dave?
Yeah, unfortunately I am. I don't know what's going on. I thought everything went really well. You know, I met this girl, asked her out.
Yeah. What's her name? Does she have a name?
Her name's Angela.
All right, okay, good. That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
I thought the date went really well. You know, we went out to this really nice restaurant and had a good time, had great conversation, went to, you know, a couple drinks afterwards. At the end of the night, she said she had to go home.
Right.
But she said she was interested in seeing me again. I waited a couple days. I, you know, gave her a call and never heard back, and waited a couple more days and gave her another call and
never heard back.
She ghosted, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, that is kind of a bummer. So what happened on your date that made her hate you, do you think?
You know, I can't think of anything. I thought I was a complete gentleman. Like you said, we had really good conversation.
Yeah.
I was, you know, personable, and I don't know.
Insult her hair or anything, or say, you know, anything bad
about
it?
Not at all.
No, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. You didn't yell at the waiter or anything or belittle anybody, no?
No, very, very polite.
Hmm.
And you've obviously tried to reach out to her, and she just won't respond?
Yeah, you know, I tried twice. I haven't really, you know, bombarded her with texts. Yeah. I tried to be polite. I've, you know, just called a couple times and left a message and haven't heard back.
You don't have, like, collagen injections in your lip to make you look funny or anything like that?
No.
Okay. No. I'm trying to figure out if there's some... I'm just coming up with things that women might not want to...
That's weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go. Why don't we call Angela? Do you have her number?
Yes, I do.
I assume so, seeing as how you've been calling her and texting her. All right, cool. Here we go. Just don't listen on the line. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello?
Is this Angela?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Oh, good morning. Angela, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. Thank you. Megan's here, too, by the way, Angela. Oh, first of all, my name's Mark, and Megan's here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Hi, Angela.
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. What's up?
Oh.
Oh.
That's so rare.
Well, we want to ask you about a date that you went on with Dave.
You remember Dave?
Yeah, I remember Dave. He's the biggest jerk I've gone out with in my entire life.
Whoa. What was that?
Wait. He's on the line? No. I really don't want to talk to him.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to him.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Dave, you remember a minute ago when I said don't say anything?
Yeah, I mean, it was like 5 seconds.
Well, I didn't think that she was going to, you know, badmouth me on the radio.
Okay. Angela, why? You said Dave's a jerk.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something?
He did the jerkiest thing ever, like ever, on our date.
What did he do? Because when we talked to Dave, you can't remember. You said you had a lovely time and you were a perfect gentleman.
Yeah, I thought everything went all right.
What happened?
Yeah, well, I guess he forgot to mention a few things. So we're at dinner, and after like 30 minutes, he excused himself, said he had to go put some more money in the meter. So he went downstairs and then came back after a little while and told me that I'm really lucky because usually he just pieces out at that point. And anytime a date's not going well, he just leaves and leaves the girl alone at the restaurant. So, I mean, he didn't do that to me, but right after he said that, like, huge turnoff. Absolutely not someone I'm interested in.
How is that a turnoff? How is that a turnoff?
You leave the girl alone in a restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, but I said that I didn't want to leave. I wanted to stay. That's a compliment.
No, I mean, great that you didn't do that to me, but the fact that you've done that to women in the past, it makes me want nothing to do with you.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Dave, let me just make sure we're clear on this. You got up and said, I have to go put money in the meter. And then when you came back, you told her that if a date's not going well, that's usually when you would just leave.
Yeah, I was honest.
I don't know. I don't think you should have been that honest.
Yeah, that's a little...
Because that's kind of rude. You do understand that, right, Dave?
How is that rude? I came back, and I told her the reason why I came back. She passed the test.
She passed the test.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's good. How many times have you done this before in the past?
Well, I mean, I don't... probably too many to count.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there you go.
So, Angela, even though you passed the test, you felt that this was not the right guy for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that there should have been any test. I was just, you know, hoping to have a nice dinner and enjoy someone's company. But after that, there was no way. That's the rudest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah.
Just to, like, leave.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that's rude. You know, I thought it was a compliment. I wanted to stay there. I came back. I told you why. You know, sorry for being honest.
I just, knowing that you've done that to many people, even doing
well,
that to one
about
person
the past.
Is too much.
It's about,
that's not
you know,
okay.
Building a future together, and I don't want to pull in anything from the past. I don't know why you would even consider anything like that.
Okay.
What?
All right. I'm not really sure what's happening either.
Me neither.
All right. So, Angela, listen, if you're not interested in seeing Dave anymore, that's the long and the short of this whole thing.
No, not even remotely.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, that whole honesty is the best policy thing, dude.
Yeah, but...
Don't buy into that.
Yeah, cut that one out.
I've never been in a situation where that works out.
Or maybe just don't diss girls like that.
Well, I don't. Whatever. I'm real. I'm just gonna keep doing what I'm doing. You know.
No, it's working out great
for you. You're
so
real.
Far.
You just run away from a girl instead of being honest with them at the date.
Okay, hang on 1 second, Dave. It's the big cable. Hey, I gotta go feed the meter. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Never.
Okay.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.